You dig? I'm saying I'm on that phobia shit.
Bad credit.
I'm on that flooded
sports
shit.
Talk.
I'm on that ice dot roller shit.
Episode 10.
Yeah.
Grat, grat, grat.
Give me a check, I ain't got no regrets. If I said it, I'm motherfucking mad. Give me a check, I ain't got no regrets. If I said it, I'm motherfucking mad. I'm a big dog, a lieutenant. Ran a foreign diamond. All the cars came ten. All the cars came ten.
Give me a check, I ain't got no aggressive. I said it, I'm a motherfucking minute.
What?
This is Bad Credit Sports Talking. This bitch, you want it, you motherfucking bet it.
What? Hey, let's go. Yeah, can we just talk about breaking news right off the bat? Titans win.
Yeah, they barely win.
Barely win. I think it may be one of the most improbable wins I've ever seen in my life. And the circumstances were just insane. To be on the goal line, if you're the Chargers and you're on the goal line, and you're Melvin Gordon, you held out until, what, week three of the season. You come back after not getting your contract, and then you fumble on the goal line to give the Titans that win. Asinine. Like,
very, very much so. And here's the thing is that I had teased the game 6 points for the under at 43.5.
Yeah, 42.5, I think, was the original.
No. It was. No, you're right. So I got it at 46.5.
Yeah.
But it must have been 38 or 30. Whatever the fuck it was, I took 6 points and it was 46.5. 48 now. Whatever the fuck it was, if they scored that touchdown,
yep,
I was going to be in trouble. Well, turns out I didn't fucking get in the end zone. That was good for daddy. But guess what? The other side of my teaser missed, which was New Orleans and the Bears went way the fuck over. And I never thought that would happen, and I'm pissed about that.
Yikes.
We did have a caller that was going to call in to talk about Mariota. And fucking dipshit fucktard Tannehill. But unfortunately, he can't call because we waited too late because we goofed off all night. And but yeah, my whole thing is, look, I'm glad to see Tannehill in.
Right.
Because I've been saying this for so long, and I know there's so many of you people riding Mariota's dong, but you need to change the tune of your song.
Ooh.
Mariota cannot make a decision to save his fucking life. Have you seen the show on Netflix? It's called The Good Place.
I haven't seen it.
Have you heard of it?
No.
You need to watch it. There's a guy on there. His name is Chidi. And he can't make a decision to save his life. Like, if you give him two choices, he'll sit there and logicalize and philosophize through every single possibility of every single episode. And he's so scared to make a mistake in his decision that he always ends up fucking himself over in a non-decision type of way. That's what Mariota is. He will fucking, like, if you hung a boulder from the ceiling directly above him and you said, you have 5 seconds, you must either move left or you must move right. He'll be like, left, right, left, splat, bitch, you're dead. And that's why he's not a good quarterback. He can't make a decision like that under pressure. He cannot decide. Like, just let go of the fucking ball. He don't do it. Now, this guy, Patrick, who is supposed to call in, he goes to every home game at the Titans, right?
Right.
I talked to him on the phone a little bit earlier today because I told him, what are we going to talk about? He was like, yeah, but if you look in the average, Tannehill actually held the ball 0.1 seconds longer during this game. And I don't know if that's true or not, because I don't know how the fuck he knows that. But supposedly, Tannehill held the ball 0.1 seconds longer in this game. But guess what? He completed the fucking passes.
He was throwing.
He stood up in the pocket.
But he was throwing some passes on the run and getting them off, too, though.
Right. He threw some on-the-run passes, but he stood up in the pocket, though, is my thing. Like, Mariota is so scared to stand there when the pocket's closing in, take one step up, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And throw the ball. We saw Tannehill do that, and I was proud of him. And that touchdown that he threw, I can't remember to whom. Corey Davis? Corey Davis, probably. Yeah. Right between two defenders. I mean, sidearm that sumbitch in there. Schlink. Boom, touchdown. Let's go, Tannehill. Now, I can't break it down, you know, stats. I ain't got the fucking stats. I'm just watching this as a degenerate sports bettor. But what I'm telling you is Tannehill can make the decision to throw the ball to a receiver.
Right.
And it seemed like, for some reason, why were there not as many drops in this game? Because every now and then, Mariota will hit a receiver in the hands, and they'll just fucking drop it for no reason. We did not see that.
He had
at all.
A couple, but it wasn't the same because of the rhythm that they were getting it and the moments he was throwing it. I feel like he was getting the ball more in rhythm of the route run. So you played receiver. There's certain moments in your route when you're think the ball might come, and when you think it may not come, like, I feel like that was different in the game. Like, I feel like the receiver had more of a chance to kind of get, like, maybe turned around and thinking about the ball coming his way instead of improvising it.
Maybe.
I don't know. There is a page on Twitter called, like, @TitanFilmRoom. And, like, they were just, like, breaking down some of Tannehill's throws.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stuff that they were just showing, like, the way that he was able to kind of roll out, hits one guy in the, like, the throws that they were showing, just two of them, there was three. One of them was an incredible throw. They all three were incredible. Two of them, however, against some other teams, may or may not be interceptions because of how risky they were.
Yeah.
But at that time, he was doing his thing.
He was in there. He was in there. And I just want to say, good job to him. Now, I don't know. I've kind of changed my tune on this a little bit. But I made a tweet that said they should cut Vrabel's head off, you know. And the thing is, he's made some questionable calls over the past few games, some weird fourth down go for it. And I'll say, honestly, in those last seconds of the game against the Chargers, not last seconds, but that minute whatever left, right, when we go for it on the 50-yard line, I don't know that the play I would want to call is that quarterback sneak right there.
Right.
But whatever. A lot of people are going to call that play. Seemed like he got across, and a lot of people were saying, you know, it seemed like Tannehill reached the ball across the line, right?
Right.
And I actually called in to the local radio station here, 104.5, and I asked whoever the guy they had on there. I was like, why the fuck didn't Vrabel challenge that?
I remember.
And what the guy said, and it makes a lot of sense, is in the middle of the field, you have no reference point to overturn it. They're not going to be able to overturn it. And he knew that, and he'd rather save his timeouts in case they went down, scored. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that ended up being why that challenge did get thrown. And I think he was thinking about that in his head whenever he was like, crap, like, I can't really lose this timeout. Because even if he puts himself in a situation to where it's not overturned, then you're in a spot to where you're like, can I get the ball down the field, try to score, and still give us a chance to win if I only have one less timeout? So, I guess I kind of think about it because I think he was trying to play, like, the long game in his head, and everybody was so pissed at that moment.
Oh, I was pissed, dude. Yeah. I was really pissed. And the other thing, too, is, like I said, I think they should have called a different – if you're going to go for it. First of all, I don't know. I think you can punt. You can trust in your top 8 defense in the league.
Yeah, I mean.
And a lot of people are going to say that's not, you can't trust your defense. But you gave the ball to them right there and they held them.
Right.
We saw that.
Right.
So why not punt it, give them
a whole
field?
But let's not forget, I don't know, I had to relook at the box score. I know at halftime, I had the under in this game. I know at halftime, they were 20 points total. And all I know is that in the fourth quarter, they decided to score like 100 points each. Like, nobody was stopping anybody in the fourth quarter.
They didn't score 100 points, didn't they score?
But you know 20, what I meant.
20 more points each.
You know what I meant. It was insane, the amount of points they scored in the fourth quarter.
Well, think of this, though. In the first half, they scored 20 points each. The total ended up being 43 points. So, essentially, they scored the same amount of points in the second half that they did in the first half.
It was all in the fourth quarter at the end.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
If you look at it half by half.
It does matter. If I'm a coach and all of a sudden my defense is wearing down in the fourth quarter and they're scoring on me, then I'm like, oh, shit. Like, what the hell's going on? Because regardless on the situation, you're thinking about that as a head coach. Like, if my defense is – if they found holes – in my defense in the fourth quarter, I'm in trouble.
Tell me why Tannehill looks like the class clown in your class, like the asshole on the bus that was drawing dicks on the window in the fog, you know?
He definitely was that guy. I feel like he was that guy that thought he was better than everybody else.
Really, he stunk and he lived in a trailer.
No, he was the
and
preppy.
And his mom beat him.
He was the preppy kid. His dad had money, bought him a nice little fucking car. His wife is a smoke show, and I literally feel like that he probably thinks that, like, when he was in Miami, I feel like he probably thought he belonged in Miami, you know what I mean? And now he's in Tennessee, like, trying to figure it out with us blue-collar people. Blue-collar!
That could not be more opposite of what I was trying to say. He looks like that shitty kid who smelled like... But
gross.
With his fucking starter jacket on, that was his only jacket he had to wear, whether it was only 60 degrees or if it was 0 degrees. He had that one starter jacket on, Charlotte Hornets, fucking had stains on it. He had his white tennis shoes and his skinny jeans, and he was fucking making spitballs in the back of the class, spitting it at the back of your head, drawing dicks on the fog in the window. Had a fucking solid F average in school, was an idiot, was hitting himself in the head with his books, running around playing buses. Bus 8 coming in on the playground.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I think about.
A real asshole, dude.
That's what I think about.
But somehow still tried to be the bully.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
That's what I think about whenever I think of Andy Dalton. Eddie. That's what I think about.
Oh, no. He just looks like a particular guy in my school that I'm trying not to name.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, regardless of the fact, there's still people that are still fucking chirping about Mariota. Can you just...
Fuck Mariota, sell him!
Can you just be happy that you have a win if you're a Tennessee Titans fan? Like, if you're a fan and you're winning, do you... Like, whoever's at the helm, you need to support. I don't understand what we're talking about.
Well, a lot of people don't want to support Donald Trump. He's at the helm of the country, so you got to be able to get that, you know.
Right. Well, get it. I apologize that we even bought that into sports talk, but
I'm just saying it's the same thing.
No, sports
fandom. A lot of people still support Hillary Clinton.
Sports fandom, a lot more important than that.
Well,
but
I'm
anyway,
just saying a lot of people support Hillary Clinton, so if you like Mariota, you're a Hillary Clinton supporter.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
We're not going.
I'm going.
Anyway.
There.
Anyway.
I think they should sell him into slavery.
Yikes. I don't think we should bring slavery into this either.
And he should have to play
for
the Jets.
Let's go on to the next topic.
He should have to play for the Jets.
Oh, God. You might as well just say that you just want to, like, give him to old school Germany.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to play for the Jets. No offense to the Jets.
Showers!
There, but Jets, bro. They
What ended up being the score?
Let me tell you something. 33-0. And
I told you to bet that they would cover the 10 points.
Yeah, thank God I didn't listen. I got a live bet in that. I took the Patriots -8.5 because I thought maybe they'd win by like 9. And then I also live bet in the commercial in the second quarter and took Patriots -21. And I was like, I probably shouldn't have took that. And they made it easy for me. It was the easiest money ever. But let me tell you something. The New York Jets organization is such a dumpster fire. If your quarterback just comes back from mono and he wins against the Dallas Cowboys, who are always a mistake waiting to happen, they always find a way to fuck something up.
Okay, they look good against the Eagles. Okay.
Yes, of course. They always look good against the Eagles. The Eagles suck ass against the Cowboys.
That's not what you said on last week's episode, though. You said they're going to lose.
I didn't say.
You did. You agreed with me when I said they were going to lose.
I don't remember that. But... I also said I wanted the Cowboys to lose every single game because of how badly they fucked me 3 weeks ago. But whenever you – so the fact that I know he came back. He looked good against the Cowboys, yada, yada, yada. AFC versus NFC, like I said, I always think the AFC has the upper hand in that kind of matchup. AFC is just a little bit more hard-nosed than the NFC. NFC is more flashy, so AFC just tends to smack him in the mouth. I think the fact that you allow him to be mic'd in that game in real time,
what
stupid, because he's on the sideline, and he's sitting there, and he's like on live television talking about, I'm seeing ghosts.
What does that mean, though?
So, I think that he means that the game's going too fast, so he's throwing the ball in the spots that he thinks a receiver's going to be in. It's not there. But you don't say, like, if you know if you're mic'd. You know if you're mic'd or not.
Maybe he's trying to be funny because it's Halloween. I'm seeing ghosts.
No, stupid. Like, you don't say that. If you know that you're throwing balls to spots where nobody is and you're throwing picks, and just go to the fucking sideline and be like, fuck, man, I missed that one. Like,
whatever, dude. I mean, he's just being on it. I mean, he's mic'd up. You want to hear authenticity.
That clip will never die.
It might because it's a ghost.
It's never die. Like, I've never heard a quarterback sitting on the bench talking about, man, I'm seeing ghosts, bro. Like, what?
Well, here's the thing. Who actually gives a fuck? It's the Jets. They fucking suck. Who gives a shit?
Whatever. Obviously, listen, guys, I know that the NBA's back and blah, blah, blah.
Give a fuck about basketball.
Yeah,
okay.
So Steven knows nothing about basketball. So I'll have bets going on basketball, but you ain't going to find that content here. We're going to still stick with the football spreads.
Dude. How about after football season's over, you should get some other fucktard and continue the bad credit sports talks with them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll just fucking
We'll figure it out. Listen to how my weekend went. The 19th was Saturday, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. So here's the bets that I took. I had Clemson minus 23.5 against Louisville. That hit. They won 45-10. Auburn minus 19 against Arkansas. They won 51-10. Florida minus 4 against South Carolina. They won 38-27. I took Florida in the first half minus 2.5. They tied. I missed that one. Auburn in the first half, 10.5. They was up 17-0. I hit that. Second half, 7.5. They won that one, 34-10. Clemson second half, negative 10.5. They covered that 28-7. I won't even go through all these, but it was a hell of a weekend.
No, keep going through. You don't want to go whenever on the ones you lost.
Oh, yeah. No, I can get there. Indiana minus 5. They covered that 34-28. That was close. LSU minus 17 against Mississippi State. They covered that 36-13. LSU first half minus 10.5. They covered that 22-7. I missed the over on the Kentucky-Georgia game because it was a rain shit show. So that game was 21-0, so I didn't even close. I took Texas minus 19.5 against Kansas, and they won by 2 points. I missed the shit out of that one. A&M minus 4.5 against Ole Miss. Ole Miss is the fucking dumpster fire. They covered that 24-17. Took the under in the Michigan and Penn State game, 47. I missed it literally by 2 points, 21-48. We went to NFL on Sunday. I was like, well, that was a pretty solid Saturday. So I was like, oh, I'll see what happens Sunday. Sunday, Green Bay minus 5 against Oakland. They cover that 42-24. I took the over in the Houston Texans Indianapolis game, 44.5. They covered that. It was 30-23 Indianapolis.
Don't bet so many games.
Yeah, I bet the whole slate. I took the plus minus 17
idiot
in Miami versus Buffalo. This was the easiest bet of the week, by the way.
What was?
The plus 17.
I tuned you out 12 bets ago. What'd you say?
The plus 17 with Miami against Buffalo.
Plus 17 Miami against Buffalo, and they lost?
Yeah, they lost, but they were winning at halftime, but I won the bet.
I consider losing to not cover the spread.
Oh, I mean, I won.
Why don't we talk about the fact that Tennessee way covered the spread against Alabama this week. They could have won that game.
I didn't
watch the game, so I can't tell you any of the details. I'm just telling you, I heard there's a lot of penalties and blah, blah. But the thing is, it was a 34.5 point spread, and the score was 34-10 or something like that. Could have been 35. I don't know.
Right.
But go Titan or Vols. Good job. That was interesting.
Right.
Interesting to see the Vols step up and cover a spread.
Right. I mean, I that game is a weird one because.
Did you watch it?
No, but okay. You expect Tennessee. Like, you all. Tennessee used to be so good against Alabama, and then Alabama the past few times has smacked them.
No,
so,
the last time we've beat them was 2006 or some shit.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
I remember.
So, not the last few times.
But it hasn't been close, is what I'm saying. Like, the games. This game was better. This game was better. I don't know how close it was. It's better. The closest game that I remember, recent history, was whenever Tennessee was going to kick the field goal to win. I was hanging out with Hunter Kelly, was an old friend of mine. He was like a little brother to me. We were watching it in his living room, and I remember they were going to kick the field goal, and they block it, and they call the offsides, and they line up again. I'm like, for sure Tennessee has it. And they seriously blocked it again, like two straight field goal blocks. That was their last real shot they had. I think their quarterback was
Eric Ainge.
Yeah.
Well, they had two of them. His brother played quarterback too, so I don't know which one of them was which. Let's move it over to the best Thursday night game. Trash. Redskins at Minnesota are a 16-point dog. I couldn't give a fuck less about this game. 42 points over under. Won't touch it. Sam?
The team total over 13 for the Red.
Nope, not going to hit.
All right. we'll see. Go ahead.
Okay, we got Detroit hosting the New York Giants as a 7-point favorite in the game. I don't know about this game, and here's why. Detroit looked okay this weekend against whoever the fuck they played. Who'd they play? I watched the whole fucking game. The Vikings. They played against the Vikings. They got beat. Pretty decidedly there at the end. It seemed like they were competing for a minute. But then they just got stomped. The Giants, they can play with their newly found quarterback, but they didn't do very well last week.
Saquon came back from his injury.
I thought it was Saquon. You always say Saquon.
I'm sorry, it's Saquon. But he came back, scored a touchdown. They just, you never know what you're going to get with those guys. So their defense is atrocious. Matt Stafford might throw for 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, but also the Giants might come out and play. So don't bet that game. That's what I say. Then you got the most frustrating fucking game on the entire, I refuse to say slate, but the most frustrating game in the whole fucking lineup is the Titans here in Nashville hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a 2.5-point favorite. Now, here's the thing. Everyone knows home field advantage is a 3-point situation, so you're saying that the Titans should lose this game. We got Tannehill in here. Everyone's excited about it, right? So what happens? Does fucking Vrabel figure out a way to fuck this one up too? Because it seems like he's just determined to cause us to lose a game every game, week in and week out. I don't know what to do. Typically, I would tell you that the Titans are going to fucking blow this one and lose it, but that's with Mariota as the quarterback. We got Tannehill. Now I don't know which way to bet it, good or bad. I ain't touching this one.
Nope.
Not touching it. I don't even know to tell you a prediction. I can't. It's anybody's guess. Yeah. It's like flipping a fucking 9-sided coin.
This is a bigger toss up than last week.
Oh, it's a huge toss up. Huge, China. But the next game we got the Bears, 4-point favorites against Los Angeles and Chicago.
The Bears.
No, I like the Bears in this game. I don't like 4-point spreads. I don't know. Here's the thing about 4-point spreads is that you can have a really good team, right? Take a fairly commanding lead, and there at the end, in the last few minutes of the fourth quarter, let off the gas a tad, let them come back and score the touchdown, leaving it at a 3-point situation, miss the onside kick. You get the home team with the ball just running the timeout. And that's why I fucking hate this type of spread. I would love to say that the Bears are going to run away with this one, but it's tough to say that. The Bears are fucking trash, even though
they need a quarterback so bad.
You know, it's like these are really, honestly, they're two trash teams playing.
The Mitch Bears, Trash Bisky.
I call him Bitch Trash Shit Ski. Trashitsky at quarterback needs to be thrown away in the garbage. And by that, I mean executed. That's rude. I don't mean that. Everyone knows I don't mean that. But, you know, the Bears, dude, they fell off. Last year, they were Super Bowl contenders.
Yes.
I mean, and I don't know defense, if they were truly Super Bowl contenders, but they were in the playoffs. They could have won the playoffs if it,
if it wasn't for Mr. Doink.
Titans kicker, fucking, why would we hire this piece of shit?
The king of the doink.
Why did we hire this piece of shit? What's his name? Parky?
Parky.
Park these nuts
Cody
in your
Parky.
Mouth.
Doink.
Trash doink. Ass. Why doink. Do you go, why didn't we just keep the one fucktard?
Ooh.
That was missing it.
Oh.
Jose Canseco or whatever the fuck his name was.
Juice! He ain't got the juice like
no,
that.
What was his name though?
I don't fucking know.
Anyway, we're off topic. I'm sad that we picked that kicker. He's trash. Trash Zitsky, you know, I got to leave this one alone too. I think the Bears win if you want to do a money line bet minus 210. I thought you were laughing. You're just taking your glasses off. You know what I mean? Here's one that I like though. I like this Jacksonville Jaguars.
You like this? You like that? You like that?
Jacksonville Jaguars against the Jets, 5.5 points at home. I'll take it. I think they win. By more than a touchdown.
GD Jets.
They suck. They should call them the GDJs. GD.
I don't know, man. I really would just. That over looks tasty, but.
Even look at that, dude. Go Jacksonville, bro. Jacksonville -5.5 at home. Come on, bro.
Look at how bad the Eagles are. Look at the next one.
The Eagles +1.5 on the road in Buffalo.
Taking the Eagles, ain't you?
I ain't betting that one.
Bet.
I ain't betting that one. No, don't bet. Los Angeles easily runs away with 13 points in Cincinnati.
Let's go.
But here's the thing. When I see on my little bet cue thing here, when I see Los Angeles Rams in their logo, I imagine the 2017. Or what year is this? The 2018 Rams. You know what I mean? But this isn't the 2018 Rams. This is the 2019 Rams. Just like it's the 2019 Chiefs and the 2019 fucking Bears.
But they're not the 2019 Rams from 2 weeks ago. Since they got Jalen Ramsey, hot.
Oh, they do got Jalen Ramsey. But here's the thing. I think they need more offense and I don't think defense is not that much of a factor when you're playing the fucking Bengals.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, they're gonna
need to get in the end zone to cover the spread.
They're gonna kill
this.
They're gonna kill this game.
I think they easily though run away with the 13 points. Lock that shit down. Denver Broncos +6 in Indianapolis. Colts win that one easily.
Yeah,
decidedly.
The Denver Broncos just traded away. Sanders. They just traded Sanders to the 49ers. So
nobody
they just got rid of
this team worth fighting over.
Yeah, they just gave away their best receiver. So Colts probably by at least anyway. Probably 19 in that game. So
just trade them away. Yeah, Colts all day.
The next game. Come on, bro.
San Francisco 49ers easily stomped the fucking shit out of the Carolina Panthers in San Francisco by at least 6 points. I mean, it's a 5.5 spread.
The people, whoever's saying San Francisco isn't like one of the top two in the NFC when it comes to Super Bowl contender, you lost your fucking mind.
We'll see. We'll see. But I bet they
just added another receiver for porn star Jimmy.
I bet they beat the Panthers quite well, more than 5.5 points. Take the Niners. And then we got Houston Texans versus the Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders looked okay last week against.
No. They looked good against Green Bay until Derek Carr tried to run it in itself and then dropped the ball before he got across the goal line. Then ever since then, they got the shit kicked in and lost 42-24.
But what I'm trying to tell you is they started off good.
Yes.
They are capable of playing good ball. The thing is, they can't finish a second half. And this is the same thing as last year. Last year, they're the same way. They cover the first half spread every time. If you want to find like a sure thing to do, don't even do it this week. Just watch this game. Look at whatever the first half spread is.
Right.
And see whether or not Oakland Raiders cover it. Go back and look up their history. They normally cover the first half. Second half, they give it away. And that's why ultimately, I won't bet this game just because I don't give a fuck enough. But I would, if I had to bet, I'd bet Houston covers 6.5 points.
Yeah. Let's do it.
And I'll never doubt the Patriots to cover a spread again, especially against the Browns. 13 points easily.
And anyway, the Patriots just added a weapon today. Sanu from Atlanta, and he's a deep threat. Look for him to score at least 2 touchdowns.
And it's Stevens' lock of the week. Green Bay Packers in Kansas City cover 4.5 easily without Patrick Mahomes. And that's hands down, pants down.
Pants down. Let me tell you something. Aaron Rodgers is balling.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's out here playing like he's still dating Olivia Wilde. He's out here throwing touchdowns.
What are you talking about?
I don't know who he dates now.
No,
I said
he dates
like he used
Patrick,
to.
Danica Patrick.
No, they broke up too.
No, they got back together.
Oh, he's out here slinging the rock around. I'm telling you right now, when he, talent wise, and this is coming from me. Listen.
I don't know what that means.
Listen.
Okay.
Talent wise, he's probably one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen.
Nope. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is the best quarterback for him. I'm talking about the things that Aaron Rodgers can do. Run, pass, improvise, break tackles. Aaron Rodgers just slinging them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he does.
My whole thing is lock of the week. You got Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers against Kansas City Chief.
Who's the quarterback? Oh, that one guy that had the squish face looking at him.
Oh, God, the ugliest motherfucker I've seen. In my life.
We're watching the game. You were over at my place, right? Yeah, we're watching the game, and Steve's like, dude, this guy's helmet's too fucking small.
It's squeezing his cheeks into his eyes. He can't see because his
cheeks. The guy looked fucking like Chinese for no reason.
His cheeks were in front of his eyes, dude.
He played pretty well last week.
If you
want to
see an ugly, fucking white piece of shit, and I don't often throw white into the mix for a reason to describe somebody.
Right.
But he's just the
epitome. He's colored.
Right. Or Chinese or Mexican or something. But this white, disgusting piece of shit, and I say that because it truly describes the way he looks. White piece of shit. He looks like the kind of guy that would shoot up a school.
Yikes.
And that's why you got to bet against the. Is that rude to say on this podcast? Because what if he heard it? Look, dude, I don't mean that, man.
He didn't mean it like that, obviously.
I don't mean the metaphor, bro. Yeah, it's a metaphor.
Take it easy.
I should take that part out, shouldn't I?
Maybe.
Look, I don't know your name. If we met, I'm sure you're a great dude.
And in a place where everybody knows
And that's the Sunday night game. That's the Sunday night game. Monday night football, we're in for another real piece of shit. We got Miami Dolphins at Pittsburgh Steelers, 14.5 points. Pittsburgh Steelers the favorite. Who gives a fuck?
Don't care.
I think Pittsburgh doesn't cover the spread, though.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Miami should have won last week, so I agree with you on that one. Miami.
What the fuck does Monday night – what does M NF stands for might not fucking be very much of a game.
That's what the Thursday night games are.
No, Monday night is trash. Last Monday night, yesterday was trash. Monday night before was trash. Every Monday night football game has been shit, trash, bullshit. It has.
They're supposed to be, Monday night games supposed to be good.
But they're not. But they're not. Look at this one. I don't give a fuck about the Steelers playing against the Miami Dolphins. Are you kidding me? And you're right. Thursday night football sucks too. That's why they should limit, and I hate to be the one saying it, they should limit NFL to one night a week. Sunday. That's it. Sunday's for football. Monday and Thursdays are for laundry. Can we just get a hell yeah on that?
Hell yeah!
I just want to get a hell yeah on that. That's all I want to get is a little hell yeah. So yeah. ASMR. Oh, yeah.
Hey, all right, so we're not going through all this college stuff because there's too much going there. You can look at the slate yourself. But if I had to pick out one game for you to bet, Saturday night at 7:30 Eastern in the Blue City, Michigan, I would say that Notre Dame goes in there as a one-point underdog, and they smack the shit out of Jim Harbaugh in Michigan because they are 1,000 against any AP top 15 teams.
Are they now?
Facts.
Here's what I like to do. I like to take Iowa against Northwestern at Northwestern.
What a random game.
10.5 points. Go ahead and book it.
What a random pick.
Book it. You want me to tell you what I'd really do? If you really want to do something, do a four-team parlay. And are you
yikes, four-teamer!
This is Saturday morning. Wake up Saturday morning.
Take a shit.
No, you put this in before 11 o'clock, because that's when this shit starts. You're going to take, on the money line, remember, four-team parlay, on the money line, Purdue against Illinois at Purdue. Take them on the money line, -375.
But
you're going to take Texas A&M against Mississippi State at home on the money line at -425. You're going to take Iowa on the money line on the road at Northwestern, -425. And then you're going to take that, put it with one last game.
Southern Miss against Rice
on the money line. They're at Rice, -400. You take that, you put 100
hell,
on
you
it.
Might want to throw Connecticut in there against UMass. No.
You do the four team. And what you do is you put 100 on it, you get back around 130 or 150, and you win.
Yeah,
and that's how you build your roll, and then you take that 130 and you put it on another game in the 4 o'clocks, parlay that shit same way, and then boom, you got a Sunday betting time.
I don't agree with LSU being a 10.5 point favorite against Auburn.
Why?
Have you seen Auburn play?
Have you seen LSU play?
Yes.
I have not seen Auburn play.
I just think that spread is really big. I think that'll move.
Hell yeah, move these nuts into your mouth. I don't know what else to tell you. Yikes. I'm for LSU. They are going to be in the playoffs this year. And they are going to... I bet they beat... How much you want to bet? LSU beats Alabama this year.
That's not a hard thing to say.
Do you want to do?
No, because I think they will too. Like
pussy.
No,
take a bold pick for once.
I don't think that.
Take a bold pick for once, you dang fool.
No, I don't think that Alabama's the best team in the country.
Yeah, they're nowhere close.
LSU might be.
Are they top five? Yeah, probably. But LSU, they're the truth.
I mean, to be honest, I think Clemson should probably win it all again, but
we'll see. We'll see if LSU beats Clemson, though, won't we? We'll see. It'll all go down in the playoffs, in the Dr. Motherfucking Pepper playoffs. I'm the one who, I came up with playoffs. I like Dr. Pepper. I serve Dr. Pepper at the games. This episode brought to you by Sedona Tap House. Go to Sedona Tap House right across from the Nashville Sounds new stadium and order a bunch of food. Find us on Barstool Sports Network of $20 Chef with our host Sam Hicks. And by host, I mean general manager. Come on in for a good treat. We've got this drink that you can put on a... you can put fire stuff and cook a oak wood, and it cooks the shot and makes it taste like cedar, and then you eat it.
Good commercial. Here's what I really want you guys to do. I want everybody that listens to this, I want you to go to badcredit615@gmail.com. I want you to send me three picks. I want you to send me three picks. I want three picks from everybody.
And it can't be picking your nose.
Yeah, I want three picks, and I want them to be NFL. Don't go to college, because we just gave y'all good college picks that are probably going to hit. I want three NFL picks that you think are going to hit. If you hit every single one of those picks, put your name on there. I'll give you a shout-out, or you can call into the show and tell us why you thought those picks were going to be hot. I know the degenerates that listen to this show, and I'm going to send this to you personally, and I want your picks. Let's see if you can hang with the degenerates themselves and bet the slate.
And take your girlfriend on a date before it's too late. Also, go to Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe to our podcast and rate us 5 stars and leave a comment. If you leave a comment in the comment section, leave your name so that we could shout you out. And maybe if you put your PayPal address in there, I'll send you $1. Who knows? You never know. Also, subscribe to our Patreon. Our Patreon, as far as you're concerned in this episode, may not be up and available for running yet. But if you look at the one that's coming out Friday in the description, you should see this. The link to our Patreon. We're going to have crazy things on there that you can pay $5 a month to listen to. It's absolutely insane. Like us on Twitter, at badcredit615. Go to badcreditpodcast.com. We've got all sorts of things up there. There's tons of stuff. Blogs, podcasts, music, you know, maybe even secret plans to overthrow the government. Who knows?
Yikes.
It's insane. Also, like me on Twitter, at DGen4Rails. That's DGen4Rails with a Z.
Yeah, boy. And as always, your boy is Sam Hicks, 615.
That's at Sam Hicks, 615 on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know much of anything else to say, Sam. You will.
I think we covered everything. Let me just go over a few things that obviously Steven obviously doesn't follow, so I'll talk about real quick.
Oh, God, shoot me in the head.
Yeah. Let me go. Let me just go into it just for the sports fans. Zion Williamson out 6 weeks. Those guys are going to be in trouble. Paul George isn't playing tonight. The Lakers and them are about to play right now. The Lakers they have is a 3.5-point favorite. I talked to a guy today. That line did not move to make the Clippers a big enough underdog. You probably want to, I don't know. I probably would bet the Lakers if they stay at 3, just because I just feel without Paul George, they're going to take that game pants down. Klay Thompson out for the whole year, not going to play, trying to rest that Achilles. Wild move. I think it's a better move for him. I think that he already got the max contract, so he wants to come back at full strength. Plus, Golden State knows that they're in trouble this year because of all the other super teams that are on the West, so it makes sense. What else did I have in reports here? I think for the most part that we covered pretty much all of the sports news that we got to cover for you. Hockey, the Preds just destroyed Anaheim, winning a bet again. Let's go. Good start for the week.
Hey, let's talk about the baseball bet that you lost.
Yeah, I did lose a baseball bet. Oh, I'm in the process of losing a baseball bet. Right now, the World Series, game one just kicked off. Washington's up 5-3, and unless the Houston Astros can find a way to win it 7-5, your boy is already in a hole. But we'll see.
Can you believe that the fucking Washington made it into the?
No, it's wild. Like, especially after trading away Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper just sitting at home, flipping his little hair back, watching the Nationals be great. It makes me feel like there's something weird is going to happen in the world.
They're making America great again, man.
Well, it makes me usually when something like this happens and like a team like that's in it, like something bad's going to happen in like Washington or something.
Nigga be like, well, we did this for the city.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
Agree with your hot take.
We'll see what happens.
Let's do a super bet on one of these games this week.
All right, let's look. We gotta find one that's supposed to be close. So hold on. Is there even anybody supposed to be close?
When I said Jacksonville 5.5 against
Jets. No, that's not good.
No, it is. You take the Jets.
There's no chance I would ever take the Jets.
That's the only game I'll do.
Wild.
The only other game I'll do is the Packers, but I know you're on my side on that one.
Oh yeah, it's an easy win.
So never mind. There's no game. There's no.
Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Those are the only two that I really care about. There's no other bets that I'll be winning.
All right. I'll take the Jets.
All right. 5.5 points.
No, so, straight up. Fuck you.
Okay. That's better for me.
No, my bad. I thought you were trying to say give you 5.5 points. I was like, no.
No, they're dude, five and a half.
They're 5.5 dogs. All right.
No, I mean straight up.
No, give me 3 points.
Three, that's it. Okay.
I'll take three. Make it just because 5.5. It's not a super bet if I just take all of the spread.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take three for this. So what's the thing? Here's the thing. Icy hot on your balls.
No chance.
Yes.
I'm not gonna cause physical harm to myself like that.
I did with the peppers. So
that was easy.
This is
I'm not putting ice out on my balls.
Icy hot on your balls.
No chance.
Yeah, just a tinge.
No, do better.
Okay, you gotta drink cyanide.
The fuck is cyanide?
It's what Hitler used to kill himself.
This is why we can't do a super bet.
I'm just telling you, icy hot on the balls is not a bad one.
It's a bad one.
It's not gonna kill you.
It's bad. It's gonna mess you up.
I ate habanero peppers.
That's easy money.
It's not easy money.
Yes, it is.
Tough. Dude, okay, then you have to dress up in a dress and go through Walmart on film.
No, it has to be something we do here on the pod.
That would be video content.
No.
There's nothing else. That's the only two
Figure
things.
Figure it out.
That's the only two things.
We'll get back with you.
No, there's no super bet. No super bet. Sam's a pussy.
Cancel the pod.
I have to do it, too, if it happens to me. So I don't understand why you're being a pussy. Icy hot on the balls. Icy hot on the balls.
It just sounds so bad.
It would be bad, for sure.
It would literally fuck my balls up, though.
Okay, then you gotta stick a pencil in your butthole.
Well, I'm not going back to prison, bro. That shit sucks.
I'm just telling you, either something in your butt or icy hot on your balls.
Something? What? Dude, why are you so gay?
Because that's the only kind of shit I can think of right
now. Of course it is.
What? Okay, you come up with one.
We got to do something better than that. Let me think.
It has to be punishment. It can't be fun.
Let me think.
It can't be fun for you, you know?
Oh, man, let me think.
Exactly. You're not
thinking something. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Okay, you got to shoot yourself in the toe with a .243 rifle.
See, this is why you can't. You can't come up with the bets.
Why not?
Because you're an idiot.
Would you rather stick a pencil in your butt or shoot yourself in the big toe with a .243?
I'm not shooting myself in any of my toes. I'm going to lose my fucking balance.
Oh, you're going to for sure lose the bullet's like that big. Well, yeah. The actual bullet's that big. The shell casing's like that big.
Yeah, that's just a bad move.
Lots of gunpowder.
Bad move. We'll think of something else.
No, we won't. No super bets. You have to say it on the pod.
Super bet's on, guys.
It's not on. I'm not doing shit if we don't say it on the podcast.
Well, you got to come up with something better than what you try to come up with.
No, you're being a pussy. That's it, dude. That's the end of the podcast. Email your shit in. We're not doing it this week, but we need more ideas for the super bets. So email. Bad crap.
I got it. I know what we'll do.
What?
I want those three picks from somebody. Whoever gets the most picks of the three or gets all three gets to pick the super bet.
That's dumb. I think anyone who fucking emails in should get it. Because no one's
going to We need ideas. We can't just take all of them.
Yeah, we can. For sure, we'll take all your ideas if you just email in badcredit615@gmail.com. You can give the picks, too. That's what Sam wants.
I need the picks.
But we also want super bets.
Yeah, baby.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have shit on your idea, Sam. I've been a shitty person to all those close to me. And I'm sorry. I love you.
Going through it. going through it.
I apologize. I'm trying to be a better person.
Man, let's get out of here,
okay,
bro.
Bad credit,
I got stuff 615
to do. At gmail.com, badcreditpodcast.com. Goodbye. Love you. Sports out.
We'll keep bringing it. We'll keep betting it. You'll keep listening.